Hi, from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Harris County has approved a new budget at $2.8 billion. The county also avoids a $200 million deficit with creative cuts to unfilled positions. Sheriff Ed Gonzalez says pay raise will allow his department to compete for talented officers to join the Harris County Sheriffs.
My sincere gratitude to Commissioners Garcia, Ramsey, and Briones, who made the tough but very necessary decision to make the largest single-year investment in Harris County law enforcement.
Commissioner Adrian Garcia says core services will not be cut. Judge Lena Hidalgo had expressed concerns about potential cuts to flood control efforts to make up for the deficit. Striking hotel workers in downtown Houston could soon be joined on the picket line by workers from the nearby convention center. About 100 food and beverage workers at the George R. Brown Convention Center have announced that they will vote on whether to strike. It's unclear when that vote will happen. Their contract with the Levy Food Services Company expires at the end of the month. Bartender Chelsea Wyatt says they want a $23 hourly wage, an increase from the current base of $16 an hour.
We are the backbone of the hospitality industry. Yes. You know, we are oftentimes, we're overlooked, we're underpaid, and we are here to say that we demand fair wages, we demand fair schedules, and most importantly, we deserve respect.
Amen.
The city's local government corporation, Houston First, owns both facilities. The organization's food and beverage revenue from the convention center has been coming in over budget by about $2 million for a total of more than $21 million in the first 7 months of the year. Levy says it is optimistic that we'll reach a fair agreement soon. Houston First says it hopes the union will, quote, negotiate in good faith with Levy to reach a mutually beneficial agreement so that a strike is unnecessary. In sports, the Astros lost again yesterday to the Athletics 6-0, just four games to go in the regular season. I'm Matt Harab, News 88.